spring break situation and nothing's normal these days, this is a really pretty good week of weather. Tonight will be dry and a little cooler. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow, I think there'll be a lot of sunshine around, and we are headed for record territory tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. With high temperatures in the upper 80s tomorrow, I think we'll be near 90 on Friday and upper 80s on Saturday. We should be dry each of those days until we get to late Saturday into Saturday evening, Saturday night, when showers and thunderstorms start to move in, then cooler on Sunday. And the pollen count's still in the very high range for the next few days right on through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network. Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there. Here's one for all those truckers out there. Those brave men and women traveling the highways, giving us food to eat, water to drink, and toilet paper to fight over. This one's for you.
He was eating Twinkies as he drove along the highway, listening to the DJ play Merle Haggard and his band. He didn't see the semi as he came around the corner, and he died with his ding-dong in his hand.
After that, I hope they still bring stuff.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Ernest today.
Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
From our super secret studios, where we've always got some stimulus ready for you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Practicing good money management for almost 40 years, and now getting quite adept at social distancing. Now, here's the man who sat up late last night trying to figure out how to get 6 feet away from himself. It's David Ernest.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
We have been on full throttle all day today, haven't we, Leah? It's been a busy, 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 busy house. Should I say the office?
The orifice.
Yes.
It's been extremely busy.
I hear you're getting calls with people, take my money.
Yes, phones ringing off the hook.
Oh, man, people are concerned, and they ought to be. Really, seriously? I don't know where this is all going. I hear both sides of the coin where, you know, it's going to get worse and it's going to get better and all these
There's a call now. It's trickling in as we speak. Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. David Ernest is here, Matt Ernest, Hello. And the lovely Princess Leah Williams
guys.
Here as well. I'm here. I'm always here. I'm the resident COVID-19 fighting machine. I'm spraying things down and Rosie. Bless her heart.
So sweet.
Before she leaves, she was over here wiping me down a minute ago with a squeegee and a hammer. She just
Matthew and I already messed up. We tried to shake Wendell J's hand, both of us did, and he was like, "Nope."
Yeah, he's practicing
See,
social distancing.
We've
got to
get better at it.
Yeah, I had one guy come in today, or I saw a guy today, and he put the elbow out. We did that, but most people are just waving. So, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good to see you
doing
now.
Good.
I'm sorry I forgot to turn my phone off.
No, that's fine.
It's been going on all day long.
That sounded like money or something there. Now, you said you were homeschooling.
Well, I'm homeschooling from a distance because I'm at work. But, yes, luckily she's in preschool, but I'm very strict. And so it's like lesson plans all day.
So, and what about you, sir?
We've just been hanging with the kids, keeping them, you know, occupied and everything. It's been good today.
I was asking David yesterday if y'all had Disney Plus.
We do have Disney Plus.
We watched
everything on it.
I have buzzed through the little short Mickey Mouse cartoons.
Yeah. Right.
I have been laughing myself silly over these things, and I've seen all of them now, so I got to find something else.
My son really likes those.
Oh, God.
They're kind of like the old ones.
They're fun.
Well, they got a little bit more adult
stuff. A little bit more,
stuff,
but
you know,
the animations.
They're still hilarious.
Yep.
Was that a money call, man?
Yeah, I think it was.
All right.
My phone's been blowing up all day today. I mean, I've been getting calls from the moon, from Russia or wherever. I mean, I've been all kinds of weird numbers. And I think people is starting to set in that things could get worse before they get better. And you know what? I don't want to be a doomsayer or be blamed for saying bad things that could happen. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It could be the cusp of something that's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, they tell you to be up, we're up, okay? Yeah. We live in the United States of America. We've got a pandemic. That's our problem.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a problem that we've got to take care of before we can make money again. And when you shut the economy down like this, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that's not bad. I mean, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And things could get worse. And that's just the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The truth is, this looks really bad.
Yeah. I read this one article that talks about how it's crazy that we can't spend our money. Like, we're being told to stay at home and not spend our money.
Uh-huh.
And this is really the first time that that's ever happened.
Well,
to be told to stay inside and don't consume.
I didn't know it was takeout Tuesday till it was over with.
They took it out before you could say.
Well, but, you know, right. Maybe tomorrow or maybe Friday we'll do that. But we'll pick somebody in Wetumpka. And what you just heard a minute ago was the fat lady.
She hadn't sung yet,
right. She's practicing, though, but
it's not over with until she sings.
That's
she hadn't sung yet. Matter of fact, I don't think there's anybody singing anything.
She's just warming up over here. This is from... Oh, yeah, it makes me want to, you know, row right toward the island and be killed like everybody else. There. But you're right. It's not over till it's over. And it's not over yet.
And, you know, we had a show the other day about Dead Cat Bounce.
Yeah.
Well, that cat's got lots of lives, you know.
Right.
I think we're just going to bounce around for a long time until they actually go back to work. Till they actually go back to work, I don't think this thing's over with. I don't think it can be over with until people are making money again.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the $2 trillion stimulus package?
Well, that's are you stepping on that cat's tail?
Well, it's bouncing there. Yeah, we figured you had the little kitty cat over there with you.
I think it's going, well, they said it's $6 trillion now. I mean, you know, with all the infusions with the feds and everything, they're talking about it maybe $6 trillion in real money. I don't know. What do I think? I think that if you had a mule and you were trying to plow that mule and it was pulling the plow and then you put a 6-ton weight behind it or even a 2-ton weight behind it, that mule is going to have a hard time plowing that garden or that field to grow something again.
Well, something I saw earlier that you can go if you have been displaced at work by the virus, you can go and apply for unemployment. And whatever, I don't know what the unemployment is standard in Alabama anymore, but they're going to stick $600 on top of that.
Well, that's good.
And that is good.
That's good, but who pays for that?
Well,
we do. Taxpayers.
I'm not against it. I'm for it.
And
the point is, it's got
it all comes out of the same bucket.
Yeah. It's going to cost us.
I've often wondered, though, something like this happens, and you're up there in Washington. You're the president, especially maybe even if you went in as a second term president, could you say, "Hey, man, we're going to start over. We're going to just wipe the slate clean. We didn't know what was going on. We didn't know this was going to happen. This is nobody's fault. Let's just, you know, obliterate this and start over."
Obliterate what?
The debt.
But you can't.
That's what I'm saying. Can you do that?
No.
It'd be nice.
You can't do that. I mean, if we did that, we would have a disaster.
Just upset the apple cart, huh?
Well, I mean, think about all those people who have borrowed money from the United States. Loaned money to the United States. You know, all the world loans us money so we can help pay for our debt.
Yeah, but
you know,
we kind of feed everybody, don't we?
Well, yeah, but I mean, yeah, but
I've heard somebody say, "Let's quit feeding them; they can hate us for free."
Look, it's
I'm just throwing this out there.
Well, okay, there's one way they can do it, and I have, and you know, I'm just going to go out there and go out on the limb and
make a prediction
here. Right. Just like I've been predicting for what?
You've been making some pretty good predictions.
A long time that we were going to crash probably, and I didn't know it was going to be a viral thing. But the reason why I don't think the market's going to go back to 27,000 personally is because it never should have been that high anyway.
It was a bubble.
It's a bubble.
Yeah.
You know? And if you base that on historic standards, we probably should be somewhere around 15,000 to 17,000. Mm-hmm. If you go back and use the numbers before, you know, the Gulf War, which, you know, was in, 2003 or 4 or whatever it was. So
the Gulf War?
The Gulf War.
That was 91?
Yeah, 91. You're right. I'm thinking of the second Gulf War. Whatever.
But we've been at war
so much I get confused. The thing is, if you go back before the original Gulf War, that'd been like 91, 2003. They say, and economist, they say we should be around 15,000 to 17,000 if we were based the P.E. ratios on historical standards. Not 27,000. That was a lot of hot air.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But they said, things changed after the Gulf War. Mm. What changed?
Oil.
I mean, really, I mean, what changed? They just people want to pay more for the stocks? Is that what changed?
So maybe this was like, you know, you had a job making $25,000. And you got an upgrade, you got a good job, better job, making about 50. You had that job for about a year and a half, 2 years. Then you went back to another job where you're making 25. Is that what you're saying that stock market bubble was like?
I guess
so. It was inflated, and everybody's gotten used to it, And now we're kind of back down where it's supposed to be, where we started.
Yeah, and everybody got used to toilet tissue, too, you know, so we don't know what corn cobs are anymore, you know. I mean,
I don't know. Can you find those anywhere?
Say, I've been out of toilet paper all week. I don't know about you guys.
The thing is, we have got a long way to go, even if they come back to work. And I've been talking to I had a guy. Matter of fact, Keith, if you're listening to me, thank you for calling me. Keith, I'm not going to put your last name out there, but Keith from Jasper, Alabama, thank you for calling us. We've had so many Keith is a medical professional, and I was having a real good conversation with him, and me and him were just clicking along. You know, it's not very usual that you really talk to somebody that's got a similar background like you do, you know? And we were talking about old IPPB bird machines.
Slow down. What is an IPP bird machine? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Keith, though.
I'd like to know. That sounds interesting. That might come up on Jeopardy one night. You know?
Well, IPPB is a treatment that they do to open the lungs. You know, it's a treatment that, I mean, I don't know if they use IPPBs anymore. I don't know what they call them anymore. But, you know, they do treatments for
like a respiratory treatment?
Yeah, respiratory treatment to open the lungs up so that they can, you know, so the alveoli work better and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of this is going to be going on. There's a lot going on now. But just think about it. I know Trump wants to bring us back to work. I want him to. But if we come back too early, We can't do it. If we do, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to need help. If the world's right. And when I say if the world is right, I'm talking about China and Europe and all these other countries that are doing this social distancing.
Well, this just in. Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, has been diagnosed with COVID-19.
Yeah, so
he has got that from.
He's got it, so that just proves inbred people get it too. And said that his wife Camilla has tested negative, and that just proves that there's just some things a virus won't do.
It just proves that maybe he stopped, being close to her. I don't really blame him. You've ever seen pictures of that woman?
On the same continent is too close with her. And he, wait a minute now, let's back up a second. He picked her over Diana. Diana was hot. Now, she was good looking. And what you call it? Camilla, not hot.
I have been trying to figure that one out for years. I don't know.
I mean, you know, if he's walking around, you know, at the house whistling, she wants to play catch, go get the ball and bring it back. You know, she's not a good looking woman.
No, but she wasn't good looking long ago either.
No.
She's never been good looking.
No, I always loved the queen, though. Nothing bothers the queen. She's walking around.
Oh, she is full of class.
But,
she's a classy lady.
Did you see the opening of the Olympics? Was it the last one? And Daniel Craig, the current 007.
They're
playing the music, you know, and they go there, and the little dogs, little corgis that she's got, they go out and get in a helicopter, and they're flying over the Olympic thing, and it shows them, him and her, jump out of the helicopter, and they parachute in. Of course, it was all set up.
And then
they come walking out. Now, that, you the Queen of England, you ain't got to do that.
No.
I just thought it was pretty cool.
It was cool.
It was just so much fun, though. I kind of like that.
Well, you know, we've got to have entertainment, and we got to be able to laugh about, you know, things. That's human nature.
Yeah.
But we've also got to be able to be serious and realize that we are in a serious pickle. All these movies that we used to watch, you know, I was watching this. What was the movie we were talking about the other day?
Contagion.
Contagion has Dustin Hoffman in it.
That was Outbreak. Yeah. And the other one is Pandemic.
Pandemic.
On Netflix.
There's several of that.
Yeah. But, you know, I was sitting there watching this movie, and I thought, hey, we've been in a movie. It was like when you drive and you see all these, nobody's there. Nobody's home. All these businesses closed. Nobody's on the street. I don't know maybe how many people of you have watched those old sci-fi shows where somebody went underwater, you know, and then they come back up and the whole world's dead, you know, kind of thing.
I hate when that happens. Oh, by the way, there is going to be a new movie about the virus with The Rock in it.
Really?
Yeah, called Flumanji. They're going to have that on. And speaking of Outbreak, you know what caused the outbreak in the movie Outbreak?
What?
Anybody remember?
What?
The monkey.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The monkey.
The
monkey
got out and started biting people.
Yeah.
And then if you touched somebody, they would get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, at first they said it wasn't airborne, and then all of a sudden it mutated and it became airborne.
I actually have something here that tells how long it will last on surfaces. Let me pull it up
right quick.
I saved that.
Well, I'm glad this was Clorox before I sat here.
Well, Miss Rosie's real good about that.
Plastic is the worst.
I'll find it. Here we go.
Really? Like metal is like 14 days or something.
How long is COVID-19 detectable on surfaces? In the air, 3 hours. On copper, 4 hours. On cardboard, 24 hours. On stainless steel, 2 to 3 days, and on plastic, who said plastic was the good
one? I think I did.
He did.
Yeah, I did.
3 days.
Ooh.
72 hours.
So you're using credit cards, you need to quit and start using dollars?
No, they say that's worse. They say currency,
money's nasty anyway. Just think about where it goes.
You can take money and test just about any kind of money, and it's going to have traces of cocaine on it.
Hey, let me tell you. Matter of fact, we did a little experiment one time. Matthew had a science thing.
I remember it was fourth grade experiment.
Yeah. So at that time, I was working in a laboratory, and we took these swabs, and we rubbed, did some of them here and some of it in the bathroom over there. And man, the ugliest, nastiest stuff grew out of there.
Wow.
I mean, there's nasty stuff everywhere.
I remember the worst one was the water fountain from my school.
It grew Klebsiella and Pseudomonas, I think. It was just terrible what it grew. Well, and that's what people were drinking. You don't know what you're getting.
There was a news story the other day. It was in Florida, and it was a Chinese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just because it was Chinese, but it was a restaurant. Right. They had 100 gigs on their health department check. And this was the nastiest place I'd ever seen. There was food on the floor that they would pick up and cook. They were thawing out meat. Evidently, if you thaw out a beef roast next to some pork, it's some kind of contamination.
And
they let them stay open.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the best thing to do would burn it down and start again. But, now...
I'm kind of a germaphobe myself.
Well, you kind of have to be right now.
Well, I know, but, I was one all along.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had problems with... one of the things is I can't do it. They want you to eat, like, and they're passing a tray around and, maybe it's cake with ice cream or something.
Yeah.
And they're all dipping it out of the same spoon or using the same spoon. Mm-hmm. I have an aversion to that.
Well, now there's
you won't drink after people eat.
All those years of looking under the microscope.
There
is a restaurant.
Things are crawling around,
There's a restaurant here in town. It's a buffet. And they have ice cream in those big 5-gallon things, and you dip it out. I'm like, that's nasty.
Yeah.
That's just nasty. I don't care how clean and neat you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be nasty.
Well, have you looked at the structure of the coronavirus? It's got little stickers that stick out that grab a hold of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nasty. Just think about how those things stick and go into the cell and get into the mucous membrane and stuff.
You make me think of two or three movies, Inner Space and Fantastic Voyage. Anybody remember that one?
Yeah, that's the one in the brain?
Dude gets, I think he's got an aneurysm or he got shot in the head or something, so they shrink down Raquel Welch. Seriously.
That would be kind of difficult.
Yeah, in a little time. It just depends on where you shrink her. Anyway, they put this little spaceship in his ear, I think, or something. Like and they go all through the body, and there's white blood cells jumping on them. And what was the other one? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, yeah.
How big things get and how scary they look.
Yeah.
And, of course, The Incredible Shrinking Man. It shows him early on in the movie. They've got a cat, and he's petting the cat, and then he's shrunk down to about 3 inches tall. The cat's chasing him.
I would run, too.
So there is inner space out there that, we're like, Horton, here's a who. You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Horton, here's a who.
Got the little flower.
Whoville.
It's got Whoville. All the little people live on there, and they're trying to, we're right here.
Yeah.
I personally,
I used to like those Outer Limits shows. Have you seen the one where the people land on this planet and they see this little bitty people and the guy's mean to them? And he's being real mean to him, and then some other guy lands that's bigger than him, and he's mean to him.
there's one. I don't know if this was Outer Limits. I think it was a Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
And the ship lands, and the woman, you know, the woman never speaks. She's always like growling and everything, and she's chasing these little spacemen around. She throws one into fire, and she hits one with a skillet, and the other one runs back to get in the spaceship, and you see there's an American flag on it.
All right.
So they weren't invaders from Earth. They were invaders from here, had landed there, like, and they were in the land of the giants, I guess. She sent them back. That Rod Serling was a card, you know.
Yeah.
But there's so many things that you really look at, and you're thinking, like that virus, you know. It's like they used to be a little, they called it a wicket ball or something, and it had suction cups.
It looks
kind of
like one of
those suction cups you throw
against the wall.
Yeah,
it's going to stick. That thing is, it's got those stickers that stick, but it's also got the, you know, most viruses they've got a waxy kind of a lipoprotein on the outside. So, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why you can wash them off with soap so well, you know. But so the economy, though, can we wash this off of us? Can we wash this problem away with money? Can we print more money and wash this problem away?
No.
More of the same.
That's kind
of
like... You know.
Well, doesn't that create just like deflation or inflation? Is it inflation?
Well, what this is going to create when you go into a depression, recession, is deflation.
Deflation, right.
But...
We've got interest rates.
Right. But as the interest rates pick back up, then you will go into inflation because money's worth less and they have to print more of it kind of thing.
Right.
That's what I'm afraid of. In other words, you go into deflation because of what's going on. You go into stock suppression.
Right.
You go into depression, literally, you know.
Right.
I mean, and then later on, when they try to pay off all the debt, you go into inflation. So we go in these cycles. You know, we've always been cyclical. We're always going to be cycles in the economy. There's always going to be cycles in the stock market. The problem is, and this is the scary part, is this cycle going to be like the normal cycle that we see, like the 2007 and 8 debacle, where it came back up so much it was unbelievable? Or is this going to be more like a down cycle? Hopefully not like the 1929 cycle, where it stayed down a long, long, long time to pay for the damages. You know, I think the feds have so much more power to manipulate that we'll never see a 1929 again, I don't think. But when you run out of gas, even if you got the best car in the world and you run out of gas, if it's a gasoline engine, is it going to move?
Not unless you're on that weird hill where it rolls backwards uphill, you know, but we're not always there, you know. So
if they've lowered the interest rates as low as they can do and they start buying stocks and things, the feds, this is unprecedented times. In other words, no time has the feds ever done more than they're going to do now. It's never happened. If they start buying securities and things like that to try to save us, will that backfire because... We know that nobody's really buying it. It's just like there's this hand reaching in and buying it, you know, that don't really exist. Is this going to blow up in our face?
Well, what backs up our money now? I mean...
The economy.
I mean, no. I mean, you know, you got a dollar bill. And it says it's worth a dollar.
Right.
And you got a $20 bill. Looks just the same, only it's got 20 written on there.
Right.
But what's it really worth?
We've been off the gold standard.
I mean, our money is really all in our head.
It's worth what someone says it's worth.
Exactly. Yeah. It's our GDP.
Right.
Our gross domestic product is what makes a nation worth what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we have one, if we don't have one, if it's a negative number, what are we worth?
Nothing.
Temporarily.
Right.
Not as much as we were before it was a positive number, right? Yeah. They're claiming we're going to have a negative 14.
GDP.
Well, a negative 14 pandemic. Negative, yep. I mean, that's unbelievable. Look at the unemployment that we had. What? We were like 2 or 3% unemployment. Now we're going to be 30. Like maybe 30%. It never got any higher in the Depression than 25%.
Well, now, I don't want to scare anybody, but think about this. You know, everybody's home right now, and when time to come back to work, times are hard. Well, you know, we really don't need that many employees. We'll just take back these. But I think the deal was with this bailout that if you took the money, you had to bring back all your employees.
Oh, I think there is.
I think that was a part of it. Yeah,
I think so.
If you did not bring back all your employees, you had to pay the money back.
There's a formula, I've not looked at it in that much detail. But I did hear that if you made too much money last year, you don't get anything.
I haven't had that happen yet.
And if you didn't make enough money, you don't get anything.
Well, you know, we're all
so there's, you know, again, both extremes. You know, but if you were making 75 or 80,000 a year and you don't get anything, you still got to pay your bills.
That's right.
And you're living hand to mouth. How are you going to pay them?
279-7431 if you want to call David Ernest. I know he's been getting called all day today, but he loves
people
to hear from
him. They want out of this market, they want save. That's what,
If you want to get in on the conversation tonight, 272-9228 to talk to Leah, to talk to David, to talk to Matt. Might even mutter a word at me now and then. But we'll be right back with more of the Health and Wealth Show in just moments here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going, but with Ernest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
See there?
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Ernest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Ernest today.
Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you and at quitting time you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431, Ernest Financial, LLC.
And And welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. And Princess Leah just pointed out to me, and I have been remiss in my duties. It is Win It Wednesday.
Yep.
We have got the doodad here. I'll get it out in a minute and play it. And we'll y'all come up with something we can do a Win It Wednesday.
Yeah.
What will they win?
Well, we were giving away free lunch with us, but I don't know that that's a good thing. It's always going to be a delayed one, I guess.
Yeah, just a postponed
lunch. A postponed, delayed free lunch. You know, I mean, you can't go to the Roadhouse, Texas Roadhouse, unless it's carryout. So there's just not any way to do it, unless we all sit in the car, so like they do on a Sonic commercial. I guess we could do that, but they don't sell those hot dogs. I guess we could eat peanuts in the car, but last time I tried to eat peanuts in the car, it was quite a mess. Well, than ketchup and mustard.
You could throw the shells on the floor, I guess.
That's what he was doing.
That's what happened. I wasn't trying to throw them. They just fell. And, you know, you can always tell when you've been eating the peanuts with those holes. I mean, they just stick to you, sort of like the coronavirus sticks to everything. I mean, you just can't get rid of them unless you wash them off. So what are we going to do on the Win It Wednesday?
I don't know, David. Hit us with a question.
Okay. All right.
Wait.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
I found it. One button show. You.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets of all ages, the Health and Wealth Show presents Win It Wednesday.
Okay, so right now, 272-9228, we'll figure out something to give you. Maybe we'll get you a face mask or something.
Anyway. What letter does everybody want this stock market to look like in the recovery? What letter do you want it to look like, and what letter do you not want it to look like? So Trump has talked about this letter.
Okay.
It's a letter of the alphabet.
It's not the scarlet letter, is it?
No, it's not a scarlet letter.
Is it the purloined letter?
No.
Okay.
It's a letter, and it's I will give you this. Is it a vowel? It's a vowel.
Oh, it cuts it way down.
Oh,
right
yeah,
there.
I cut it way down. Okay. It is a vowel.
Because there's only like seven of those.
Yeah. What vowel is it?
There's another one too. There's five vowels
it's not a vowel.
It's not a vowel.
No, it's a consonant.
It's a consonant.
Yes, I'm going back to school tomorrow.
Blew my theory right there.
It sounds like a vowel. I just put it you that way. It sounds sort of like a vowel.
What was that from with George Hamilton in the Zorro movie? He says, "So it's your vowels. You not pronounce your vowels."
Yeah, what? if you speak in another language, it probably is a vowel. What letter is it? It's a consonant.
Unless you're Russian, where they have no vowels in their names. 272-9228, and you got 1 in 26 chances of guessing it.
So, yes, it's a letter that you want the stock market to look like. I've gone about as far without telling you what it is.
And I figured out the prize. We will come to your house and stand outside your window, and we can talk through the window with it closed. That would be social distancing, and it will be. Able to talk to you.
We could like give you a roll of toilet paper
and some hand sanitizer.
I don't have any.
I saw an ad.
Oh, well, maybe we'll bring a Russian and let them sing to them.
Who knows?
I saw an ad the other day for recycled toilet paper. I'm like, no, thank you.
That's disgusting.
I saw a thing a while ago. Somebody said that some kids were old his house last night, and it just appraised for $875,000.
That's, I believe it.
And I wonder what's going to happen with Auburn. Now, I know everybody Alabama, are you Auburn fans?
Roll Tide.
Alabama fans in here, not janking on you, but what y'all going to do when are y'all still going to throw toilet paper? Or?
I feel like they can't. There's a shortage, right?
Well, I don't know. They always seem to have it.
Well,
they're probably locked and loaded.
There's somebody out there that's got plenty of it. I think they're a little old lady with a buggy full of it.
Uh-huh.
Somebody should sell it to them.
You know what I've been getting a lot of things for on Facebook?
What's
that? The bidets.
Oh, I've seen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
sold out on Amazon.
Hey, listen, have you ever used one of those
I have
things?
Never. I've been standing around and somebody, that.
My friend has one in her home.
Really?
No.
Yes, I've on, seriously, and a urinal.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that bizarre?
That's weird. I mean, you know,
it
was really high in hotels you go to, and they've got them, you know.
Oh, monsieur, you will find this bidet. Please do not drink from the bidet.
Well, hey, that reminds me of that movie.
Crocodile Dundee, yeah. Washing his boots off. Yeah. Hey, I found out what this was for, mate. He just kind of disappeared, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
did.
I liked him, too. He was pretty good.
He just disappeared.
You know, the first time he was ever on TV, he was on a game show. It was like a talent show.
Yeah.
And he comes out, and he tells them he juggles knives.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out, tuxedo, and he's got, like, these 5 or 6 machetes with him. And he does them like he's going to throw them. Then he just tosses them down and goes into, like, a 5-minute routine. Mm-hmm. And he won.
Oh, wow.
He just did that to get on.
So, but we want somebody to win this, so we're going to have to give another hint.
Okay.
I'll give a big hint. If you get this,
uh-huh,
it will be a victory.
Uh-huh.
If the stock market goes up, it will be a victory.
Yes.
What letter will make it?
The old peace sign there.
What letter, Victor? Going down and up. What letter is that?
2729228, if you think you know. Or even if you don't think you know, call anyway. We just want to hear from you.
Yeah. So anyway, we need a victory.
Uh-huh.
We need the stock market to come back up.
Yes, we do.
We need it to come up some. We need it to hold. We don't need it to go down. We just don't need that.
Phone call.
Okay.
Thanks for calling the Health and Wealth Show. You're on the air. Who is this? And don't cuss.
Hi, this is Haviland.
What's your name?
Hi.
Hey, Haviland.
Hey.
Well, spell your name for
me. V.
Haviland, you have won.
It is
ding,
V.
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't have the bell.
Where's the bell?
Ding, 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 ding. Hang on.
Ding, 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 ding.
We got to get a ding, 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 ding. Wait a minute. He's getting it. Here we go.
Woo.
Yay. Yeah.
All right. Haviland, you have won. Win It Wednesday, and I don't know when you can use the Win It, but
collect your prize.
Yes.
That is all right. I was like, come on, guys, y'all gotta get this.
You get an IOU from us there. So your name is Haviland.
Haviland.
I have never run across that before. That's a pretty name.
Very pretty name.
I know your twin brother. Javelin.
There you go.
You never heard that one before, have you?
Uh-uh.
Never.
Well, no. I know Haviland. She's a real sweet person.
Oh, okay. No, I'm sure she's
super
a sweet
kind.
Person.
Yeah, she is.
Okay. Now, what you need to do is, if you need to get David your information, but he sounds like he knows how to get in touch with you, call the 279 number and leave your address and everything. But congratulations.
Leah, put it down. We owe Haviland a nice lunch.
Phone. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Listen to the rest of the show. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you, Haviland. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey,
somebody had to win.
We got another call. Do you want to do something else there? Maybe we can...
Okay, well, let's get him on.
Thanks for calling the Health and Wealth Show. You're on the air. Who's this? And don't cuss.
Hey, did you have Haviland on?
We did.
We did.
Oh, then this is Mobile One.
I get it. We're waiting on a call from Quaker State now, and then we'll have.
I was going to guess that letter would have been a Dear John letter. That would have been worth. Hey, you know something? Let's face the facts, gentlemen.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And lady.
I had. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
I know she sounds kind of like a guy, but she's, you know.
No, she doesn't sound like a guy.
But what was it?
She sounds like 100% woman.
There you go.
There you go. You can't get wrong with that, right? I'm in the good graces now. Hey, you know, we had a buffoon running the country for 8 years,
uh-huh,
President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And he did everything to try to destroy our military and to destroy our economy. And look how resilient we are.
That's right.
I agree.
The Nazis were nothing compared to Barack Obama.
Oh, wow, man. Hey, I don't disagree. He was just
because what he...
He was sneaky about it, you know.
Well, I mean, look what happened. He had, what's the first thing? Mr. Trump gets a lot of deregulations and everything,
mm-hmm,
and these constraints and everything.
Yep.
And look what happened.
The economy took off.
That's right. And what happened also, too, they said if you average person had put money in the market at the time Mr. Trump came into office, the average person today would have had turned a 3% profit on the average.
Yep.
Mm. So what makes you think if the captain is steering the wheel of the Black Pearl, a.k.a. the United States, you know, that we're not going to be recovery. This is a good time to buy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, long-term, no doubt.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah, long-term, no doubt. Yeah, I think it's a great, great time to be investing money for long and short term. The only thing we're talking about is if you're going to be investing in retirement money that you need to use in the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years, you might want to utilize a product like we have so that it will grow with the market. See, our products grow with the market, but they don't go down when the market goes down.
Yeah.
There's a trade-off. The trade-off is that you're going to get 50, 60, 70, 80% of the growth and none of the downs. We also have bonuses that are added to it, like 10, 15% up front, which the way we look at it, if the market's down 30%, you get 10 or 15% added up front. And then if you could get 70, 80% of recovery, if we do have a recession back-to-back, I'm not saying it's going to happen, then at least if you got to retire in the next 1, 2, 3, 10 years, you got a retirement plan that you can count on. If you,
and the best way to get out of this, if we do have a close to recession or have a recession, is when we reelect Mr. Donald Trump. That's when the market changed. That's when people had faith and took their money out of their mattresses and started investing. I remember during Barack Obama, on a 12-month CD, I couldn't get 0.8%.
Mm. That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Now what am I getting now? 2.25, 2.75 on a 1-year CD. Finally, my money is working for me.
Yeah. Things are definitely better with Trump in there. There's no doubt.
And that's perception, right?
Well, it's perception, but it's actually a reality. A reality is that business is doing better because we are making more profit, more money. The economy's running better when you have less restraints on it.
And didn't a lot of these corporations bring their billions of dollars back over when he lowered corporate taxes?
Uh-huh.
Because they brought it over to a lot of countries like the England and other different countries, too.
Right.
But they brought it back. They brought their money back.
Well, you remember what Obama said? That's gone. They ain't going to get that back. What, does he got a magic wand? And I saw one of those memes, and it's like, what's his name? Donald Trump there with a magic wand and says, abacadabra. And I'm not going to say the rest of it. But
yeah. I know what you're going to say.
Hey, my favorite one, my biggest buffoon he did was a cash for clunkers. A winner.
That was an idiot move. That was
crazy.
That was just stupid. And, I worked, I was selling car parts at the time. And the folks coming in getting parts for their older cars, for their cars or their classic cars, they would just live it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why would you do something like that? That's just dumb.
Well, and, you know what's so funny about it?
There are people who still hadn't got paid.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the major car dealerships, I had some friends of mine that own major car dealerships in town, and they canceled us. I said, why? He says, because it took almost 5 to 6 months, kind of like a Medicaid from the state getting paid. It takes freaking a lot of dang paperwork. And takes 5 to 6 months for them to get their money when these cars are paying interest on them monthly to the banks. So if you're waiting 5, 6 months for your money, and I said, my friend, I said, and you really, like, for example, remember they want to have government health care, right? I said, you can't even get a letter, postage, from East Montgomery to West Montgomery. It takes 2 days. And I have a friend of mine who does postal. He goes, you're right. I can walk it faster. I can get it in a half a day in a bicycle across town, but it takes them 2 days.
Just pedaling with one leg.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it takes... But that's the whole truth. People don't understand that they want the government to handle something, you know?
Well, yeah, that's the quickest way for it to get bogged down.
Yeah, we need free enterprise. It needs to be freed up so we can do our thing. That's the problem. We've been restrained because of this virus, and it's going to bog us down for a while. We'll come out of it.
Oh yeah.
Hey, can I give a shout out, guys?
Yeah.
Well, you know, being retired military, I really appreciate when people come up to me and thank me for my military service and everything. But right now, I want those thanks to go out. I even stopped I saw a couple truck drivers getting out, offloading in Costco. And I told them, I said, I appreciate everything you guys do, the men and women that drive those 18-wheelers.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, the doctors and nurses, because in Europe, 80-90% of all commerce is distributed on a rail system. Over here, it's just the opposite. It's through 18-wheelers and truck drivers.
Yeah, we had a tribute to him at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Good. I'm sorry I missed that.
Well, maybe you're not. I don't know.
they deserve two of them.
Yes, absolutely, they do. Yes,
well,
absolutely.
Thank you, sir, for the call.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And holler back anytime.
Appreciate
thank you,
it.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you.
Yeah, Haviland and Mobile. That's funny.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's
a
good
crazy man. He's funny. we're getting close to time to head out. I'm going to look for something special over here if y'all just want to chat among yourselves.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, the last caller made a lot of sense. We will recover. We will survive. We will overcome. This is a great nation. It has a lot of ability. We have a great economy when it's allowed to run. Right now, the problem is the economy is not being allowed to run. That's the problem. And it's not because of Donald Trump's fault. It's not because of anybody's fault. Now, we will have a conspiracy show tomorrow, and we'll talk about some of the things that it might have been someone's fault. They're conspiracies. Some of them are unbelievable, and some of them are believable. But the point is, we have got to hold together. And what we are offering are resources, products, that can make sure that your money does not go away. But if the market recovers, you will make a lot of money back, or some of the money back, without it going down. The problem is, right now, we don't know how long it's going to take us to recover. And that puts more pressure on the downward trend. So because we don't know whether this is dead cat bouncing right now or if it's about to settle out and then go back up some. But I don't think, this is a personal idea, personal opinion, I don't think that we're going to see 27,000 Dow for a long time. Because once somebody gets hurt, once something gets hurt, it takes a while for it to get over it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would we see much less than we have today? Maybe we will. Maybe we'll see a lot less than we saw today. Maybe we'll go down some more before it starts trying to correct again. So that's the problem. That is the problem in a nutshell. We don't know. So for folks who want to know that they're not going to lose their money, we've got an answer. We got a product. We have products that can help. And we do believe in the free enterprise system. We believe in the government. We believe in the stock market overcoming this eventually. And we believe in our scientists and our doctors and that they will beat the coronavirus. It's just going to take us some time. That's the thing. Time is the answer.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you've got any questions about your assets or your portfolio, feel free to call us. The call is free. 279-7431. That's 279-7431.
There you go. And you were talking about tomorrow night. Terry Adams will be in. We'll be doing the conspiracy show. I'm sure the coronavirus will come up.
I tell you, there's some stuff that would blow your mind that we've got information on. I can't hardly believe it myself about where the coronavirus might have came from.
Leah, what's the strangest thing you've seen? If you've been out and about, what is the weirdest thing you've seen?
Today?
Anytime in the last week or so.
It's been so weird.
Yeah, like
it has been weird.
It doesn't even feel like we're in reality right now.
It's kind of
odd. I guess it's just like overall, just like seeing like empty restaurants, empty storefronts, and things like that. It leaves you with like a surreal feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I also see the beauty in it a little bit because I see so many families like out walking their dogs together, like playing in their yard. And it's just like I haven't seen that since I was little, really.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
How about you, Matt?
I don't know.
I got to agree with her on that. Just, you know, the emptiness of the stores and all that. But, I mean, it's really scary. I hope that we get back to normal sooner
than later. I do, too.
I really do.
David, what about you?
Well, I hate to say this, and somebody's going to kick me for saying it, but I told everybody that this thing was going to go down before the virus came.
Uh-huh.
So
you did.
I mean,
you did.
And I hate to tell you this.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to get mad at me for saying it. But it ain't over yet.
No.
Yeah.
It's not over yet, and people need to know that is probably not over by a long shot yet. It's probably going to get worse before it gets better, guys. That's my guess. And it's got a lot of facts behind it, and, you know, it's just the way it is.
It's just the beginning.
Well, the oddest thing I have seen is, you know, lack of people when you go someplace. I was actually another day, like last week. You know, usually I go to Walmart every day just to check in, you know. But one day last week I was there, and people were actually standing in line as you go in to use the hand sanitizer, and they're wiping down the carts and everything.
Right.
And usually it's
they almost kind of goff you off.
And a lot of folks trying their best. They're wearing their masks, and they've got the gloves on. The thing is about the gloves, they're really not good after you touch one thing.
You can't keep touching.
Yeah, I mean, and it was so funny. I was at a restaurant before it really got real bad.
Right.
And all the servers were wearing gloves. Well, one lady was over there, and she's like, the other two are standing there with their gloves fixing her hair. And I'm thinking, that's not like the cloak of invisibility or anything.
I'll give you some good news about
just gloves. Wash your hands.
I'll give you some good news about, since I do have a little bit of a science background.
Yeah.
Viruses do not like to stick on gloves very much. They'll stick on them, but they don't like it near as much as they do your hands. So, you know, with that being said, you do need to change your gloves. But if you want to feel better about it, sort of like saying the stock market is going to come back eventually, I'll say that too. The viruses won't stick so much the glove as they will your hand. So there you go. I'll give you an up.
Well, Leah, thank you for coming in this
evening.
Thanks
for having me,
always
guys.
Good to have you here. Matthew, always, always good to have you as well.
Love being here. Thank you.
And you guys gave me an idea for something to play out with tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night with Terry Adams and the conspiracy theory. And this has been the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV 279-7431 to talk to David Ernest. And remember, he said it, and we will. Here it goes.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Keep